way, Al-Rahman suggested they ingest Captagon, a cheap amphetamine. Some of the murderers have taken cocaine instead. In his early 30s, Al-Rahman is moving quickly up the Hamas leadership ladder. He is part of the Al-Qassam Brigade, a group specifically trained to murder civilians. He is a slight man, dark hair and mustache, scraggly beard. On this cool morning in the Negev Desert, 70 miles southwest of Jerusalem, the savage attack he will oversee is about to begin. The Be'eri Kibbutz was founded in 1946 by Holocaust survivors and a group of Jews who had arrived from Iraq. Be'eri means belonging to a fountain. It is a secular town, fairly secure, and working class. A main source of income is packing jojoba oil for export. Most of the residents were awakened about 45 minutes ago by a rocket barrage fired from Gaza aimed at targets far off. This is not unusual, and no one panics. Now, however, that will all change. Abed al-Rahman barks orders on his cell phone. Suddenly, a fleet of vans, motorcycles, and pickups floods the town center, which is dominated by low-rise dwellings. The killers are armed with AK-47s, hand grenades, and explosives. They wear bulletproof vests and carry flex cuffs for securing captives. Gunfire and screams immediately fill the air. Terrorists kick in doors and execute entire families. A 10-month-old baby is shot in his crib. An 88-year-old grandmother cut down by bullets in her living room. Residents of Be'eri have been trained to go to an emergency app if trouble should arise. One of the first postings is terse. They're here. At 7:37, a small group of Israeli police arrive in an unmarked car. Bullets fly. They flee. It will take more than 2 hours for an Israeli army helicopter to arrive with troops. Meanwhile, the Jews of Be'eri are basically defenseless. By 9 a.m., the Hamas terrorists control the entire area. They go door to door, laughing as they hunt human beings. The app messages reflect the horror. "I never thought I would die this way." Homes are set on fire to flush the Jews out. Women are gang-raped by the brutalizers, then shot in the back of the head. The killers loot the houses of the dead. "Dad, can you stay with me?" a daughter says on a call she is recording. "I can't hear anything. Goodbye." A few hours later, her father is found shot to death. Abed al-Rahman is pleased. He doesn't know how many Jews are dead, but it is clear Hamas has won a great victory and will surely be rewarded in this world and the next. Walking through the streets, al-Rahman receives a report that his men are holding 26 hostages. He orders that they be put into vans and driven back to Gaza. It frustrates the commander that he cannot email an exact body count to his superiors. Soon, he will be happy to learn that his young terrorists slaughtered more than 100 innocent people. It is 17 days later. Abed al-Rahman is again being driven in a white pickup truck. But this time, he and his two Hamas companions are in Gaza heading for a meeting. A fiery explosion cancels that plan. An Israeli rocket targeting the vehicle obliterates it. There is not enough left of the killer for an autopsy. The savagery the Hamas terrorist ignited on October 7, 2023, continues. War with Israel breaks out. Exactly what Abed al-Rahman wanted. The concept of evil has always been present. The biblical book of Genesis clearly defines it when Cain kills his brother Abel out of jealousy. As long as human beings have walked, evil has been close by. This is a history book that explains the struggle between good and evil, a choice every person in the Judeo-Christian tradition is compelled to make. But many defer. We avoid the life decision. We look away. It's easier. Prepare yourself to hear the consequences of that inaction.